in Simon Shinches, so the Mechaber over here brings down the Issa to be metatel a behema chai boiv, v'av ha'pikei muta lichvois is a sal, you can turn over the sal lifnei ha'afreichim, they should yalu that they should climb on it, v'yar dubai, v'oidim olav asa l'tatel, while they're on it, it's asa to be metatel. And then the Mechaber continues in Sif Mem, but the din of kobei machai vayv medadid them by some bechatzer, how you can move them around. But there are dine, clearly there seems to be dine mooks over here, and it's also to move a behe machai vayv. What's the reason why Chazal asked tiltu of a animal? Says the Shulchan Acharav, mipnei she'ena ru'uyim b'shabes k'shein chayim. When they're alive, what are they right for? And even a bird, when the child is crying, you can calm him down with the bird. It's also to move it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says. It's also to move it, even though you can use it for something. Some learn the Tila David brings down a tzad that maybe it's only balechayim that are non-kosher. They are considered muksa machmas gufoi because they're not roi for anything, as opposed to a balchai that's kosher is, and most muksa machmas isa means that it's roi for something. Like you have an animal that's kosher animal, cow, that you could shecht. Just on Shabbos, I can't shecht it, I have isa to shecht it, but it's roi to be eaten. So how do we view that? Which happens to be a big machlekes in, comes up in other areas of Shabbos, comes up in Dosh, comes up in different other areas. If we view animals that are kosher as psilis on Shabbos or not. But the idea over here is that what the Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying is that these animals are not, they don't have a usage enough to consider them roi for shimush, that they should not be muksa, and therefore they're muksa. Now the Gemara talks about a froyach in Memheon base, Mishnah and Alban base talks about a sus, different things. Now the question that comes up that people ask always is, but many people have pets at home, which are playful. You play with the pets. They're there for playing. There is something to it. It seems from the Rosh, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch is passing, like the Rosh, that Chazal asked to move all animals, even the domestic pets, as a light plug. They didn't want to be mechalik. They didn't want to say, this is b'chai yet, this is b'chai not. They asked all of them. But we have a Marach Arzerua. The Marach Arzerua, at the end of Simen Pei Aleph, he writes as follows. He says, "Va'oid hoydieni kinirli ava pish balechayim muksa." You know, even though you're telling me that balechayim muksa, it kamaka nirli lahater letaltal oifais hametzapsefim bekol noa bekluvai. However, it seems to me to permit to move those birds that they. The tzapzifim, they sing with nice voices in their cage. Why? Kivin shibnei adam nehenim b'koylam lav muksin ninhu. Since people are nehenim from their call, they're not muksin. Midi devi asalikusa. It's a Gemara, it's a Rashi in Nunam base, which over there was for the mara, for the look of it, and we say it's not muksin. Kol omara ki adadi ninhu. And therefore, he says, I'll bring your raya. Look at the musical instruments. If not for the special gezerah that was made not to play musical instruments because it might break and you come to fix it, it would be mutter to move it around and use it on Shabbos. Chazal made a separate gezerah. So we had these birds that they're there for the noises they make. It would be mutter. So then you take a look in the next simon over there. In the Marach Arzerua, he brings that the Rosh answered back. The Rosh said, "The Rosh didn't want to be matarit." He says, "You can't learn from that from the case of the silly kusa that he quotes over there. It's talking about a kli, and you can't compare the two together. But what we have over here is a machlekes, the Merachar, Zeruah, and the Rosh, about animals which are pets they have in the house, which are there for to play with, for whatever it is, to make nice. You have a nice bird, you enjoy seeing the colors. What about a fish tank? Someone has nice fish, a fish tank. So the gay night, beautiful fish. So the Ksaisa Shulchan says, and the Chesmir Shabbos also quotes it, that it's muksa to move fish, even though they're there for the beauty, are muksa. And he brings that over there in the Ha'ara, that the water is also muksa. He brings a raya from a Sharetzi and Sumtav Reish Nandalin, who was talking about over there the water that the lulav's in. The water also becomes muksa. Let's say I want to move the whole tank, I want to move over. The tank with the water, with the fish in the water. So says the Ktzayis HaShulchan, that he wants to say maybe then it'll be mutter, because since it's made for noi and for decorative, the tank itself is made for decoration, so it's a kli which is a busis to fish. Again, they go back and forth on it. The Shmir Shabbos speaks about it more, if it would be mutter or not. My nekuda I want to bring out is that the Achronim bring down that in cases of need, in cases where there's a need for it, sometimes people claim that if you're not going to let the bird out and give it its attention, it's going to get depressed, and it's not good for the bird. So in cases where there is a need and it's a domestic animal, an animal that you have for playing, so then there's what to rely on to be makel. But otherwise, we are machmir that we don't move it around. Now, from Sif Mem, what's mevor in Sif Mem is a chiddush over here. Sif Mem is talking about where you have the animals, they're running away, they're running around, they're running, they may get lost, right? They could come to a hefsid. We see from here that even by chance of a hefsid, we're not makel by hefsid. Hefsid we're not makel. Oh, there's another case of Balei Chayim. What about when it's b'makom mitzvah? What's the example of a mitzvah? Shloch Hakan. Can they do Shloch Hakan on Shabbos? Can I do Shloch Hakan? So there's a Chuvas Chassam Seif where he says not to do Shloch Hakan for other reasons, for Kabbalistic reasons. He says not to do it. But it seems over here also that they asked moving animals. I forgot, in that tshuva, I don't remember offhand, but he talks about this also, if it would be muksa or not, and muksa b'makim mitzvah, I think he wants to be mekel, but I don't remember correctly, we have to take a look at it again. Okay, but getting back to what I just mentioned from Sif Mem, it seems that muksa b'makim hefsid is not so pashit. We're not going to be mekel just because they were mat muksa b'makim hefsid. Unless there's a chshash, that could be a big hefsid or something like that, but just because it's a hefsid doesn't be, it's not matter, it's not automatically matter muksa. Now, could be there is a difference between muksa machmas iser b'makim hefsid where there's more reasoning to be matter. Or if it's a muksa machmas gufa, a muksa machmas aron kis, where over there there's no hetzer to move it, b'makim hefsid. Now, over here, it says, Further on, there's a sif over here. Let's see if I have my notes on there. Yeah. Over here in Sif Mem Aleph, Ha'ish medada is benoaf yidu b'shisram v'vash le'tigruhu. Elihei magbir ragle achas v'nech ha'shnei, pick up one foot, put down the other one, and he moves along. And she'yavz v'nech ragle, she'higbiya, she'nims l'olam hunish in ha'ragle achas. There's something called chai noises atzmai. There's a term that's used in the Gemara, on the Tzadi Dalet Omen Aleph, that a chai carries itself. A living person carries himself. He carries his own weight. Over there, it's talking about the Melech HaSoitzah. It's talking about the Melech HaVetzah. Hitzah is, I'm not allowed to carry something, transfer something from point A to point B. If it's going from one Rishus to another Rishus, or in Rishus HaRabim, I cannot move something for Amis, because that's like moving something from one Rishus to another Rishus. However, says the Gemara, there's an exception to this rule if it's a living being, if it's someone who's living. The Mishnah says, "Hamaitzi is a chai b'mita patav." Someone carries a chai in a mita, he's patav. So the Gemara says, "Why? Because chai noises atzma. Why are you patav on the mita? That's another discussion. How the mita is batal to the chai, but the chai himself you patav because chai noises atzma." So that's what it says over here. Isha medada is bina. Now the Rashi says, "V'chay le mechay v'alutzah say duhu mekel atzmai v'noisei as atzmai." He lightens himself and he carries himself. It's Pashas learned out from the Mishkan. There's where it's learned out from. Now the Bir Halacha over here, just that's the idea, the Bir Halacha over here brings down in Shalai Tigruhu, says like this, that I am Ishmael Shechzav to Biurim, Pneshin is also, Kakos of Rashi, because he carries himself. Avda Magram Kosov Zeb Shemaran, Hine Avsharan Kosov came by Mishnah Divirash, Makomagma and Echor Sharan Gufi Yizbakin. There's no proof that the Ran himself will hold of it. Then he goes on, he says, "Ubefrach me'aran gufa, mashma duhu ba'atme seiva, the grey rainy asal midrabanan." Okay, the ilavachi lom loyloyma sham bekatan. Then he says like this, he says, see further down, he says, "Umash chasav tidish makinim zo medivaran, the sri the mash also grey rohu bekatan shani yachal lelech ba'atme klal." That which we asked it to schlep him is, or to carry him, is by a katan that cannot walk at all. Sha'az chayiv kishenoise. Because this din of chay noises atzmai is only by a katan that could walk on his own, on their own. Therefore, they asked it greira kadei shalo yavi lisenak seifa. You can't even schlep him because you might come to carry him. Ulefize, the das the beisyeit shemati ledad is beim of chay bekarmelis. Ein lachman by begreiras karmelis. Avalisa is exefer vinyl misha eni yachol. Ledades. I'll come and he goes on. I'm not going to bore you. So what he says over here is that if you have a child which is old enough to walk on their own, and you're in a karmelis, not in Rosh Hashanah, but you're in a karmelis where the issa to carry for amis in a karmelis is only drabanan. So then we can use Chai Neses Atzmai to carry the child for Amos in the Karmelis. So what happens is like this. I'm outside. I'm in a place where it's a Karmelis. It's not Rosh Hashanah. Not Rosh Hashanah. It's in between. Even though Chazal gave a dinam of Rosh Hashanah, the child decides to sit down and he's not moving. So what I can do is, I can pick, again, child that's old enough to walk on his own. I can pick him up, walk with him until I get to the point where we're going from the Karmelis into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Until I get to the door of the building, put him down, let him crawl into the building over there. And that will be Mutzah. That's what comes out from over here. I want to go back to this.
Yeah. The infant can crawl, okay?
No, it has to be that he's able to walk, even if he can't walk well, but somewhat walk. Yeah.
I don't know if this is a related question, but
yeah.
would they have to push him in a stroller?
If he could walk on his own. So like this, in Sif Lamed Aleph, we skipped over the Sifim. I don't know how we did that, but in Sif Lamed Aleph, it talks about Basa Chai, raw meat. So it says here, Basa Chai, I feel tafel, Shani Meluch, even though it's bland, it's not salted, Shani Meluch Klal, Mutta Letaltala, Mishun the Chazi La Umtza. Because you could chew it. V'cheinim hu tefuach muta tatlam shun deroi leklavim. So the Mishmur says, what does it mean chazi lomtza? Hanash yeish b'nei adam shedaitin yofa v'choysim basachai. They chew raw meat. Aid is blood. She'ein isse v'achilasim shun dam. Achar she'hudach kishu'oichalai kishu'chai. What they do is they wash it off first. Any dam that already left the basar that's on the surface was washed off. The bus that's remaining is in the basa. And when you chew it, it's going straight into your mouth. That's not an issue. Then the Mishra says fast. It says, me mugging around before the dafka bimin harach. What type of basa are we talking about? Only soft basa. But basa behema ain't it chazi lachos is not right to be chewed. Vaasa tatla. Avo betaz paisik that feel basa behema. Tafel mutal tatala ein sham. Chen al yirab maskin ledina katas. I feel basbeima mutal tatala. Even basbeima is mutal to move around. Or bebiar gra chayli gamken al magvram. Shem damin lechol baseroy leechol beumta. All meat you could chew. Bal kain avshir isi bar ba'achren shetiku dibra magvram ledina. B'makem atchak yeshlis mechal mekilin. So the Mishnah Berurah over here saying that even though there's a big machlekes if we apply this to meat or not, but since it's all chazi lomta, it'll be right to, it's right for something, so it can be moved. At the end of the Mishmur, he says, b'shas l'tchak, you can rely on it. Nowadays, this is the question, nowadays, if you have raw meat in the freezer, right, let's say, a case that comes up. The fuse blew and you have meat in the freezer and for some reason you think that the meat's going to get ruined if it just sits there, even though it probably won't if you keep the freezer closed until after Shabbos, but you're worried about it, so you want to move the meat to somewhere else. Can I just take the meat out and move it somewhere else or not? So you get involved in raw meat, you get involved in this machlokes over here. So if you have another Eitzah, of course, like to move it with a Shinoi, to knock it into like a bag where there's something Mutta, based on earlier Yiddis that we learned, you have something Mutta in the bag, and then you knock the Isser into the bag. It's like the case of the Klipais that we learned, you knock it onto a plate where it has a piece of bread. So then that's definitely better. It's definitely better too. But if you're stuck, you have the Mishnah Berurah that says, B'mokim etchak, yesh lismaych, on the shittas that are makel. Now the Aruch HaShulchan brings down over here, what about raw eggs, which comes up a lot of times on the door of your refrigerator? You store the raw eggs. Are raw eggs mukso or not? So the Aruch HaShulchan says nearly the einim mukso. The kama bnei adam shayser esam chayim. Many people take them raw. And he says, Shuman, fat, gravy, that array, people don't eat raw. That would be muksa. But perhaps eggs. The question is, Bizman is that no one eats raw eggs. People are very careful not to eat raw eggs. So nowadays, and also even the meat, also nowadays people don't chew raw meat. So how do we treat it? So again, the mice, since it's right to be chewing the meat, that's what Mishmur is saying, and since it's right for Amtsa, so B'shaz HaTchak you can rely on that. Eggs, the Chayra, people don't eat raw eggs, or it's not common enough to eat raw eggs, so that probably would be Muksa. And therefore, leaving the eggs on the door of the refrigerator, and you're opening and closing the door of the refrigerator, should be a question whether you're allowed to do that or not. However, we're going to learn in a later simin that that's what's called tilta yedei dav acher. I'm moving it through something else. By opening the door, the eggs are being moved. That's a tilta yedei dav acher. Tilta yedei dav acher l'tzarech dav amutar. It's for the need of opening the door. I'm not doing it because I want to move the eggs. I'm doing it because I want to move the door. So that is mutter. That's what we're going to learn in a later simon, that that's mutter. However, the question I'm going to leave you with is, but am I mechuyev before Shabbos to go around and take the muktzah things off the door so that I don't come to doing this on Shabbos? You know what I'm asking? Do I have a chiyev? So as you go into Shintes, and when we start doing Shintes, tell me if you see a raya either way. Because this machlekes paiskim, if you do or you don't have to go around your house beforehand trying to prevent these situations or not. If you're in the situation on Shabbos, it's mutter. Do I have to prevent the situation before Shabbos or not? That's a machlekes paiskim based on a halacha in the beginning of Shintes. You'll tell me what you think. Okay? That's been again that. Raw fish. So that also, raw fish over here, it says, dogim are not right for umtsa, right? Even though maybe right for klovim. But you're not feeding the klovim the fish that you have. So again, also we treat it like muksa, or pasta, plain pasta, raw pasta is muksa. Because there's nothing really you could do with that. These are things that are muksa. Okay, I think we're just going to have one more share. I have to just go through it. I think we've more or less touched. We really touched most of the nekudas here in Shin Ches. Up until there's one more discussion that we have to discuss, which is negated to the end of the simin. But otherwise, we touched the Iker nekudas. And I think we're ready to go on to Shintes. Is the Olam also already in Shintes? Yeah? Okay, good. So that's what we're going to focus on. No? How many people are in Shintes?
34.
Wait, okay, let me ask a different question. How many people think that in a week from now they'll be in Shintes? Okay, so we'll have one more share on Shin Ches, and then we'll have to see what to do.